Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, let's play some great gospel music. Yes, yes, yes.
Let's play My Life by the Walls Group.
Thank you. Yeah.
was Trust in You by Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Amen. We just had a little group therapy and we didn't even know we had it. How about that? All righty. I see that the panel is growing. We've got a lot of calls, but nobody has pressed the one key. Okay, as soon as you press the one key, I'll bring you on, and we can talk about whatever tonight. Tonight's open mic night. Amen. Well, we got a caller. We got two callers. Let me bring the first one on. 111. You're on the air. How you doing tonight?
Assalamu alaikum. I heard your black woman is not there today, so we will study the Quran.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Quran lesson today. Ken Fishman is a cannibal.
I'm a cannibal?
Yes.
Why am I a cannibal?
You will learn this from the Quran lesson. First, what does your last name mean?
I don't know.
Fishman. What did your ancestors do?
My grandfather was in the produce business. He drove a produce truck. Okay, deliver produce to people.
Your last name reflects his livelihood. Somewhere down the line, your family was fishermen, right?
Could be, I don't know.
That is why you have the last name Fishman.
Could be, I don't know.
All right. We will go with Quran 5, verse 60.
Okay.
Muhammad said, "Shall I inform you of something worse than that regarding Allah? Those Jews who incurred the curse of Allah and his wrath were transformed into monkeys and swine."
That's an actual verse?
Yes, it is. 560.
Oh.
Quran 560.
Okay. All right. Is there a name for Chapter 5?
It is just chapter 5, verse 60.
Okay. Is there a name for chapter 5? Does it got a name?
Hamza 5.
Oh. Okay.
So the truth is, what did you have for dinner on Easter?
I don't remember. I think
you said you had ham.
Ham, yeah.
So you ate your own people.
So, wait a minute. Ham is a pig.
And Allah has made you monkeys and swines.
Well, why has he made us monkeys and swine?
For many reasons, you are cursed for not following Allah.
Oh. Okay.
So if you eat pigs and your family is from pigs, you are a cannibal.
Okay.
How wow. Damn.
Hey, what's up,
Howell? How passionate, kid. This is dangerous smooth.
Okay, Danger Smooth, what's up?
Not too much. I'm just out here fighting crime, going to the alley bar. And I'm going to ask you a question about Pastor Wanda, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, she was still selling her panties. Danger Smoo got new pay raise. And Danger Smoo wanted to spend some money. You catch my drift.
No, I don't know.
Well, can you send me her email to my email?
I don't have her email address. I'm sorry,
Danger Smoo. Well, you could just, probably I'm going to try to, reach out to Pastor Wanda, and we'll see what goes from there.
I don't know about Pastor Wanda.
But I heard she was, selling her panties, and Danger Smoo want to get at least a couple pair.
No, she's not selling her panties. I'm sorry. That's a mistake. Okay? Somebody made that up. She doesn't do things like that.
Oh, so I say, how the hell is she a pastor and selling her panties and doing a couple other things like a putain?
No, she doesn't sell panties. I'm sorry. Somebody made that up. Okay, that was a made-up thing.
Ah, shit. Well, I'll just go on mute and...
Okay, let's take another call here. 111, you're on the air.
Oh!
Okay. Let's try another one. 111, you're on the air. Okay, goodbye. All right.
Can we go back to learning the Quran?
Huh?
Can we go back to learning Quran?
Yeah, go back to learning the Quran. Yeah. Let's go back to learning the Quran.
Lesson number 2. King Fishman is a lizard.
I'm a lizard
Hadith
now?
Abu Daud. Listen, and you will learn. Hadith Abu Daud, Book 27, Number 3786. We were in the army with the Apostle of Allah, Rasul Allah. We got some lizard. I roasted one lizard and brought it to the Apostle of Allah and placed it before him. Took a stick and counted the fingers. He then said, a group from the children of Israel was transformed into an animal of the land. I do not know which animal it is. He didn't forbid us to eat the lizard, but he would not eat the lizard. He believed the lizard was transformed from a group of Jews.
Okay.
You are a pig.
You
are a pig. You are a monkey, and you are a lizard.
Okay. So what does that make you?
A person.
Oh. You sure about that?
Allah has said that.
He didn't say you were a monkey or a swine or a lizard?
No. But you converted to Islam, so you are okay now.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm no longer one of those things?
You are a pig, a monkey, and a lizard who professes Allah as his Lord and Savior.
Oh, but I'm still those things.
But you are forgiven. You cannot help being a monkey and pig.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's take another call
this
here.
One more lesson.
One more?
This is how you cure your cancer.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, yeah.
Sahih Bukhari narrated, the Prophet said, go to a herd of camels and drink their milk and urine combined. Will you drink camel urine if I give it to you?
No, I'm sorry. Can't do it.
Why not?
No, because I don't think it would taste very good.
I didn't ask if it tastes good. If it would cure you, would you use it?
No, I probably can't use camel urine. But I'm curing cancer now. I mean, I had surgery and it removed it, and I'm good now.
Have you ever participated in golden showers?
No, I have not.
Tony never pissed on you in the back?
No.
He never pissed on you when you were in the shower together?
No.
Tony doesn't seem to be much fun.
Well, I don't know how much fun pissing on one another would be.
I thought it was a gay pastime.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. I mean, there's straight people in the golden showers, okay?
Take next caller, we'll go back to learning Quran.
Okay. Evidently they unpress the one key, so I can't take them. So unless they press the one key,
all right.
Oh, there we go. Here we go. Let's take them.
Do you have a dog?
No, I have a cat. 101, you're on the air.
Ken, you're in the circle of trust. You remember you told me that you drink camel urine and cow milk combined. You told me already you did that.
I did.
Don't
not.
Lie to this Muslim.
I did
Don't
not.
Lie to
you're
this
in
Muslim.
The circle of trust.
Also, is it bad if I've already eaten a lizard?
No, it's not bad.
You ate a family member of Ken.
Okay, well, I've already eaten a lizard, so do I need to apologize or
have you ate
forgive
pig?
Me? No, lizard.
No, just if you just ate a lizard, you didn't eat pig?
Well, I've had pig and lizard.
Oh, you had pig and lizard.
Yeah.
So you think
you have snacked on Ken Fishman's entire family.
Including Rosemary and Tabitha and Kenneth Jr. Those are the only names I can remember. Kenneth Jr. is the one who was black and he shot somebody. And Tabitha is the one that's got a filthy mouth. And Rosemary, she used to run the dildo shop with Ken.
No, we didn't have a dildo shop. We had a news and magazine stand.
Nude magazines, yes.
Kenny,
well,
did you sell drugs like amyl nitrate behind that newsstand?
No, we didn't sell amyl nitrate at the newsstand.
Excuse me. It sounds like the TV's blaring in the other room. That means Tony is home from Cornhole Nation. Is that correct?
Yeah, he is no longer at Cornation. Okay? It's not Cornhole Nation. It was Cornation.
Cornhole Nation?
Yeah, it's a gay thing. Ken, could you possibly have him come and give a report on how Cornhole Nation went? Were they able to finally cure AIDS through a fundraiser? Can you bring him in and have him report? Or is he playing PlayStation?
He's watching the Fiesta Parade, the Flambeau Parade here on TV.
The what parade?
The Flambeau Parade.
What the hell is that?
It's something they do it for Fiesta every year.
What is Fiesta?
Fiesta is, what is that? A party, Fiesta.
And it's annual?
It's annual, every year.
And they have cross-dressers and gayness?
Yeah, they have all that. They have everything.
Okay. Apparently it's gay days in San Antonio. Okay. Can you got
no, it's not anything that has to do with being gay. It's just an annual holiday that they celebrate every year this time of year from the 25th of April, okay, until the 30th.
But then why does Tony have Cornhole Nation? Why does he cross-dress for multiple nights for that?
Because that's what he does, okay, for his participation in Coronation, okay? There's a whole bunch of different acts, okay, that go on stage, okay, and perform, okay? It's not just cross-dressing. Cross-dressing happens to be part of it, okay? But it's not a thing.
Do you have like little kids come down there? Because there's been a lot of national news about the kids having like elementary schools having drag queens and little kids coming
to
them.
No, kids. It's an adult event.
Okay. Don't let that governor in a wheelchair hear about this, because he'll protest.
I'm sure.
All right, you got any
other calls? So Tony is a Baja Bazzi boy.
Say what?
Baja Bazzi.
What is that?
Look it up. This is a man who dresses like a woman.
It's an Afghanistan.
And gets fucked by a bunch of older men.
Yeah, it's an Afghanistan thing.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's see. Hopefully we get some more callers here.
Have you ever fucked Tony when he was dressed like a woman?
No.
Like that skirt.
Why not?
Because Tony doesn't get dressed as a woman all the time. It's just special occasions.
Would you wear a turtleneck when you do it? It's just a suggestion from a friend of mine named Tony Gaga.
I thought Tony Gaga is Danger Smooth.
No, Danger Smooth is completely different. I'm like a superhero of a side hit. And also I fight for Cornhole Nation now.
Oh, okay.
You can call me Cornhole Smooth.
Yay.
I wonder if Quran mentions cornhole.
It probably does.
Where is your black woman? I heard last time she wore a red dress, people yelled at her. Hey, Kool-Aid.
What the hell?
Ow!
No. She doesn't wear a red dress.
And she does not look like the Kool-Aid man in a red dress?
No.
I bet she's 300 pounds. Is she 300 pounds?
No.
You have never seen her, you said.
I've never seen her, but I've seen a picture of her, but she doesn't look like she's weighs 300 pounds.
Well, those women, they'll send you 20-year-old pictures and then pretend that it's recent. And she could
describe
be a lot bigger
the
now.
Picture. Was she wearing a do-rag?
No. No. She wasn't wearing a do-rag.
Was she holding pancakes?
No.
Did she smell like ham?
No. I don't know. I never smelt her.
Describe the picture.
Describe the picture?
It's just a black lady. I mean.
Yeah, it's just a black lady. Mm-hmm. You know, she was.
Plates in her lips.
She had long hair.
Watermelon.
No, she didn't have no chicken or watermelon. Come on, Johnny. That's being racist.
Cornbread.
That's being racist.
Cornbread. More of a stereotype.
Was she holding a can of Crisco?
No.
Describe the
Tony,
picture.
I did. She had a picture of
Crisco.
Her. She had long hair. Okay.
Crisco
it was a type of wig. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
But she, like I said, she looked just like a normal person. Okay,
no Crisco.
Okay.
Crisco was not in the picture.
No, Crisco was not in the picture.
Good. But there's a lot of Crisco used at Cornhole Nation.
I don't know. I don't think so. Okay. Well, any other callers want to press the one key and get on the air?
Invite the Pastor Kent on. He's in your room.
He's in the chat room. Pastor Kent's in the chat room.
He
won't.
The show's a farce.
Come on. I mean, we'll get the fake cat.
All the cats are fake.
Oh, are they all fake? Okay. Well,
all right, back to the Quran.
Yeah, let's go back to the Quran.
All right. Have you ever killed a dog?
No.
Yes.
Well, the Quran says you should.
Why?
Because Allah will never come to the house if there is a dog inside.
Well, we don't have a dog. We have a cat.
Book 10, verse 3813. But you have never killed the dog.
No.
Is that a hadith or is that a hadith or is that in the Quran?
That is actually a hadith.
Well, that's some of those are kind of suspicious. I don't regard them.
Not
as
Sahir.
Possible.
Sahir hadiths are true.
Okay.
There are three levels of hadith: Sahir, Hassan, and Daif.
Okay. Well, some of them are kind of sketchy.
Naive.
Yeah. Well, let's have a fatwa on Victor, the 16-year-old that lives with Ken. Can we have a fatwa?
We don't have a 16-year-old that lives here. There's no 16-year-old Johnny that lives here.
Oh.
Anyway, where is Victor?
Victor is a 16-year-old boy who lives here.
No, there's no 16-year-old boy that lives here. Okay, come on. Let's stop it. Okay? He'd be 20 by now, according to, okay, as many years he's been 16. I mean, come on. Let's get serious. There's no 20-year-old. There's no 16-year-old. Okay, there's only three old guys that live here, which is Victor, he's 64. Tony, he's 59. And I am 61.
Ken, have you ever had a throuple with him?
No.
You have never conquered his ass?
No.
Why not?
Because we're just friends.
You must conquer his ass before he makes you his bitch.
No, that won't happen either.
Why?
Because we're just friends.
How many female friends do you have?
I have Pastor Wanda.
Do you live with Wanda?
No, I don't live with Wanda, no.
Spiritually.
Mm. I wanted to find out why her child was in jail.
Don't know, actually. Don't know. I'm going to take another call here. 111, you're on air.
Orale, oh, you're taking a long time to pick up the calls, eh?
I just saw the hand come up. I saw it there a minute ago. But see, I was talking to people who was already on the line. And I was going to pick you up, and then your hand signal went away and came back.
Was our hand signal throwing up gang signs?
No, I was just throwing up a hand signal.
Oh, hand sign, all right. You know, like a gang sign. You know how we do our... No, I'm just here, Holmes. We're here in Los Angeles, kicking back. It's hot, man. Hotter than the mug, Holmes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. How about over there where you're at?
Bloods and Crips.
It's been in the 70s today.
Man, you're lucky, Holmes. It's so the 90s over here, man.
Wow.
Close to 100. Yeah, man. So, who's on the line, Holmes?
We got Hassan, Johnny, Danger Smooth.
Diaper Smooth?
Danger Smooth.
What do you say?
Oh, Danger Smooth. I thought that was Diaper Smooth, but this is the other day Danger Smooth, the real Danger Smooth.
Yeah, it's real deal.
The real guy, Holmes. The other guy, I don't know. I don't know how he gets the real Danger Smooth's account, you know. But,
yeah, I'm still trying to work on getting the password back. That fake motherfucker won't be getting my next password because I'm going to find a way to get my show back and then I'll make a new one that's better.
Yeah, man, it was going to be better, man. It's going to be better than Kent's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Kent has now got Leroy running things.
Yeah, Kent, you see, if Kent was called, man, he would have the money to pay for everything, you know what I'm saying? So, homie's not called, man. So, I mean, he has so many strikes against him, you know? One.
Kent show now. They just read off the number one TV show from 1981 and then they go through a list of the top 10. Then they read through the list of the top 10 radio songs from 81 and then 79. It's really weird.
Yeah, like...
You think Leroy hit and shied?
Wasn't he a pastor or something like that? I mean...
Kent,
I thought
Kent
his
is a
show was gospel.
Kent is a former pastor.
Oh,
Kent.
former.
Kent, you're still
that's
pastor,
right.
But
yeah, Pastor Ken revoked his ordain, right?
Yeah,
ordination.
So I think Kent.
Okay.
Kent's like an
so
honorary
pastor.
Pastor,
now.
Pastor emeritus.
Now he's just a disaster. Disaster,
well,
Ken. Well, he has some strikes against him, man. For one, he's a child molester.
I don't think
you know
that's proven.
Like, he said it. He's admitted it. He said that his son gave him the look.
He denied that.
I heard him say it, man. Now he's, like, taking it back. Ah, man.
Maybe he was mistaken. He's recanting his confession.
Ah, okay. That's cool, man. So what's up for tonight, man?
He called into the show.
Say what?
No one wonders. Let his son call into the show. No one wonders if he gave a good blowjob or not.
That's a farce.
Hey, Ken, there's somebody...
Terrible
Venus ass on. Hey, Ken. There's somebody on TikTok, man, putting up you up, putting up me, putting up everybody up, like on there.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Yeah, it goes by like Curly Pubes or something like that. Yeah, it's kind of dumb. It's kind of dumb,
it
but
must not
keep right.
An Asian.
Yeah, it's some like dude or lady with big fish lips.
Tell us, Wanda.
Ah,
a fish called Wanda.
Hey man, remember when I called and I told her that she said her panties were sanctified? And
yeah.
She said, "Oh, I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth." Well, if you go back to that show, she did say it.
She yeah,
did
say it. She
personified.
Did say it.
No, she did say it.
Sanctified.
She said, my panties are sanctified, as long as my clothes are sanctified, and everything that I wear, that God gives me, is sanctified.
Yeah, she did say that.
See? So when I told her, she said I was lying.
Maybe Sanctified is a brand name from Kmart.
Much more like
my
Sanctified.
Panties are Fruity Loops.
More like Stankified.
No.
Panties are Fruity Loops.
No wonder people are asking for panties, man. That stuff stank.
Terrible.
She stank.
I'll be your judge of that. I'll sniff it for you.
I do not like that woman. She uses Jesus to curse people.
No, she does.
Yes, she does.
How does she use Jesus to curse people?
She makes veiled curses using Jesus, calling people devil.
Yep, she doesn't like certain callers. She calls them devil, the evil one.
And she says
and
that God talks to her.
And Jesus will do her bidding.
And she says God talks to her. God only talks through his word.
God did not give her the winning lottery numbers yet.
That's not how it works.
Oh, man, I have this revelation. I got this revelation, man.
It's like, come on. It's dumb.
I feed the homeless, but I'm eating half the food myself. That's why I weigh 300 pounds.
Come on out. It'd be nice, Johnny. I mean, she does a lot to help the homeless people out there in Atlanta. Come on.
Maybe she feeds the homeless some other way, man. I don't know. Didn't she say she had like 18 kids or something like that?
No, she had 8 kids.
8 kids?
Yeah.
Well, if her thing still produced milk, I mean, she'd be feeding the homeless. You know what I'm saying?
She has started a crime family from her vagina.
She got 8 cases of putana. And her tits already touched the floor.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Well.
Hey, Ken. Have you seen Scream?
Have I seen what?
Have you seen the new Scream? Scream 6?
No, I haven't.
It's a really good movie, bro. Good movie.
Oh, is it?
It's really good, and I recommend Evil Dead Rise. A lot of gore in that one. A lot of gore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's more gory than the first and the second one.
Ken, Beanie will send you a disc. He makes his own. Don't buy a ticket to go see it. Just wait for him. He'll mail you a disc in the mail. Plug it right in that PlayStation, and you'll watch it there.
Yeah, PlayStation?
Yeah, I got a PlayStation.
PlayStation 5?
No, I got a 4.
Oh, damn.
What's your gamer tag?
Gran Turismo. That's all he plays with Ken.
I don't play Gran Turismo.
Do you play Grand Theft Auto?
You play The Sims?
No, I play a soccer game.
What?
I play Pac-Man.
Pizza.
What?
Bosh.
Don't tell me you play Mario Brother.
No, I don't play Mario Brother. I did play in my head in a... When I had a Nintendo, a regular Nintendo, okay?
Oh, Super Nintendo?
I played Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked 3 a lot, okay?
Well, I got the Xbox X, the X Series, but it's all right. I want to get the 5, PlayStation 5 pretty soon.
Yeah, I understand they're pretty expensive, though.
Not really. You got to know people.
Mm.
Yeah, you got to know people,
Ken,
man.
Ken, you got any Mexican soccer teams in that soccer game?
I don't know the Mexican. I know the... We got different teams.
Okay, somebody's playing TV really loud.
That's me, man.
That's Univision. That's Sabado Gigante.
Yeah, I'm watching Scream.
Illegally.
Scream 6. No, I'm watching it legally.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Alrighty. So who, is there any more callers?
No more callers. I mean, there's callers on the line, but they haven't pressed the 1 key. So we have
you had a lot of old people calling up yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised. I thought they would call in tonight, but they haven't.
Wow. I heard they were having some type of...
Well, nursing home.
A nursing home, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were having an orgy. My friend Tony got up into... He said he had a good time there.
Galveston.
Yeah.
That's why he thought it was Boston. Galveston. Okay, I see.
Can you ever go to Galveston?
Go ahead, take a long drive.
I used to go to Galveston when I lived in Houston.
You go beach?
I go to the beach.
Chase men?
No, I didn't chase any men.
Women?
No, I didn't chase anybody.
Drugs?
No, nothing. Just went to the beach to have some fun.
You want to hear something funny, man? Or no one? It's not really funny. It's kind of crazy. This dude's it's a pastor, and his wife left him, and she's dancing at the gentleman's club, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy. And you know what's even more crazier? Because they have a kid together, but she has another kid from another relationship, but she's already old. She's like 21. Well, she got her daughter dancing in there too, man. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, man. It's like, what happened? You know?
I don't know. That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, man. Yeah, she left him for like another dude, and the dude ended up being a crackhead. Then she left him, and she got remarried to this dude. While this guy that I know, he's not even like divorced from her. And isn't that polygamy or something like that?
Adultery.
No. She's still married, but she got remarried.
Oh, she got remarried.
Yeah. But the divorce ain't finalized.
Okay, I guess that would be a form of polygamy.
Polygamy, right? Yeah,
yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Ken's a polygamist.
No, I'm not a polygamist.
Yeah, man.
He's married to a woman, living with a man.
Well, I'm not married to him.
Guess you got me on that one. How come Beanie's not playing that vibrator noise?
Because I'm not driving.
Seems dangerous to be vibrating while you're driving.
Nah, you know what's
what was vibrating?
Huh? Oh, okay.
What?
Well, you're the one that took the dangerous mode mobile.
A dangerous mobile. No, that's when I was driving. When I used to work at this one place, and I was driving home, and I was listening to you guys. And I used to have carry some like metal parts in there, and so the metal parts would make that noise.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not saying what the metal parts were, but yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to end this show tonight. I thought I was going to have Pastor Wander come on tonight. He's supposed to come on tonight, and she was going to continue from yesterday, but she didn't show up, so I ended up doing open mic night. And
She needs to go to English class, man.
Maybe she do dangerous moves on come on tonight. If she wants to avoid getting caught by dangerous
moves. All right. Well, we got someone here, 111. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Shalom, Kenny.
Well, hey, DC, what's up, my brother?
I was calling
Sorry,
because
baby.
I heard you was going to... Oh. Hello, sir.
Hello.
is Danger Smooth.
I don't really like the gay superhero thing, so I'm just gonna talk to Kenny real quick. Kenny, I was just calling
yeah.
to say don't end your show early. I would like to know if Beanie can turn the TV up louder so we can all hear the movie a little better.
Yeah. All right. Hold on.
Thank you. Penny, what are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
I'm just listening to your show, man. Oh, hold on. I'm gonna listen to Scream real quick, okay? I never seen it.
I'm gonna put it on surround sound right now, bro. Hold on.
The way I see it, someone is out to make a sequel to the recall. What's that? The beautiful tree. The whole precious man.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, man, I can hear it.
It's
yeah. I'm going to lower it down.
I bet off.
I'm turning it off right now.
About an hour late.
Here we go.
Okay.
That took a long time, huh?
Yeah, it did. Kenny, I would like to extend an olive branch to those people that called in last night. I thought they were very entertaining, the elderly folk that called in. I know they probably have a lot of time on their hands, and so they called into your show. I thought that was really nice to hear that the elderly still have some spirit left in them. You know what I mean? They seem really...
They were a spirited bunch.
They really were, and I hope they're listening. If you are, I would love for you to call in if possible. If not, you know, just know that I speak for me, and I think Ken too. We really appreciate your calling. It was good to know that when you reach that age, you can still have some fun. So
it was entertaining.
That was what?
It was entertaining.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, it was great. I mean, I don't really want to be, you know, have dementia or nothing like that, or lose my pants. But you know. The rest of it was pretty good.
I've found it annoying. I don't think old people should be able to access the phone like that, just calling numbers.
They were having a gangbang in there.
Well, yeah. I mean, at least it wasn't a manpower, you know? I mean, at least it was, at least as far as I know, it was a heterosexual gangbang.
It wasn't like Clay Douglas meet and greet.
Yeah, it wasn't like the Casablanca. You know, with a
yeah,
and that was crazy. That got out of hand. I mean, that just was too much.
Hey, Ken,
did you watch? Go ahead,
I'm
brother.
I'm sorry. Hey, Ken,
go ahead.
Are you ever going to have a meet and greet?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Because
everybody will fly out there, man. You'll have like a barbecue at your house and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I couldn't afford a meet and greet right now anyway. Okay, I had to buy all the barbecue meat and stuff.
No. Just stand out in front of your house or get a chair or like your scooter and just sit out in the front, and then people could drive by and just stop and say hi. You don't have to...
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's true.
You don't have to smoke meat with them or anything. You can smoke
meat.
Their meat, but...
Oh, Lord. Is that in respect of penises? That's too much sucking and penis talk on this show. It's like Tony Gaga.
The cost should not be what prevents a meet and greet with you.
Oh, we got another caller. Let's take it and see who we have. 111, you're on the air.
My name is Mr. Charles Kurtz. I'm calling from the retirement home in Galveston, and I can tell you for a fact, anti-wrinkle cream lotions don't work. And I sell bingo daubers shaped like dildos. We play bingo, then we take a nap, then we use the dildos. How do you get an old lady to say the F word? Get another old woman to yell bingo. By the age of 80.
You gotta do when you hit the sides.
If you really want to hit the sides, by the time you're 80, there are 4 females for every male. With those odds and Viagra, I get laid 4 times a day. I've got to go. Time for nighttime bingo.
There you go.
Pastor Ken, would you let me just send you the bingo daubers shaped like a dildo so you can use them for pleasure?
No, it's all right. Thank you, anyway.
Would you like to come to Galveston and play bingo and have sex?
Well, if I ever make it to Galveston, I'll look you guys up at the Galveston Old Folks Home, right?
Okay. Good night. It's past my bedtime. Goodbye.
All right. Good night, Charles. All right. Okay, well, that's one of the nursing home people we heard from. Maybe Edgar will call in, too. And the other one was Beauregard.
Yeah. It is 100 years old, Kenny.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. I can't imagine being that old. That's crazy.
Well, I'm getting closer to it.
Well, we all getting closer to it, Kenny. I mean, shit, a baby's getting closer to it every day.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm saying me being 61, I'm a lot closer to it than probably you are, John.
Well, a little bit, but, you know, not too far away. Well, maybe a couple decades. But still, man. I mean, you know, 100 years on Earth is a long time. Why am I even talking about this? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kenny.
Maybe Kenny will get excited when he gets to age 69.
You should just pretend every day is age 69, Kenny.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Take your trike out. Pick up some women. Oh, well, maybe not women. Well, for you, I don't know what you would be picking up, but I guess it would be men. But whatever.
Well, you never know about the women.
Amen, my brother.
Yeah,
Kenny, how long do you think Pastor, I'm not going to say pastor. Let's just say Leroy. How long do you think he'll keep up the Kent show when Kent basically gives absolutely nothing to that show? Like, he makes zero effort. Like, I was listening to a little bit of it earlier, and he was playing video games the whole time. I can't see anyone putting up with that for very long. How long do you think that show lasts? Like two more months?
Maybe. I mean, he paid for a year ahead, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he might turn it into some other. I mean, he's already kind of turning it into a novelty show. Like, it's actually, I mean, it's better than well, it's not good, but it's better than the shit Kent rolls out there. But it's more like, you know, like one of those shows where they do on the early morning radio where they're talking about, like music from the 70s, and he was playing Kent music from the TV shows and having Kent guess the shows. It was like a father, like, teaching his son or something. It was really weird.
Oh.
And he gave him, like, a cookie when he got it right, a sugar cookie. He got the answer right.
Oh,
he gave him a little sugar cookie. Cheers, cheers, that's cheers. And then Leroy would be like, I'm Leroy Jackson from the Bronx. You know what I'm saying, man? Here's a cookie, Kent.
Look here, look here.
Look here, man. Let me say this. And then you know, he gave him a cookie.
Oh.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, Ken. I'm losing my mind, man. I don't know what's going on with me. I think maybe I'm elderly or something. I don't know. But anyway, I'm sorry for babbling on and talking a bunch of nonsense. If anyone else wants to talk, by all means.
We got a few minutes left here. We've had quite many calls. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 6 callers. So it's on the line with us as we speak right now. If you're out there and you want to call in, the number is 657-383-1487, and press that 1 key and I'll bring you on. All right.
Okay. Hey, Johnny, how's everything? Can I talk? Johnny, how's the sweat lodge this weekend, brother?
I was napping. What? I was just taking a nap.
Did I put you to sleep, Johnny? That's very mean for you to say.
I didn't mean you.
Oh, just the show in general? Because I've been talking for like the last 5 minutes, so maybe I'm like Ambien, brother. Maybe I'm a black Ambien. No, I was wondering about the sweat lodge, man, because last time, you know, you called in because something happened and you had to leave the sweat lodge and call in. I was wondering if you got to make that time up.
Oh yeah, that's not nothing big, you know. Just go back out, make up for lost time. It's pretty easy.
Any dances? Do any dances out by what is it? Route what? What's the by the plan or whatever?
Toxic waste or
toxic waste place. Yeah, man. You ever do any dances out there, or you just do the folding table thing? Kay, did you know that Johnny does that?
No.
He sells trinkets, man. He sells trinkets.
Yep. Trinkets and articles. Memorabilia.
He sent me a picture of one of his headdress from I think it was from Papa Longfeather. It's really a beautiful piece. I mean, I wouldn't wear it, but he wears it out there, and it was very colorful, and very. I think there was some spiritualness to it. You know, it was very spirited.
Yeah.
I felt like I was speaking with Chief Longfeather. He was. Have you, Kenny, you know that his great-grandfather, there's actually a photo of him online. He was a great man. I'm not really sure why he was great or what he did, per se, but he is on Google. If you Google Longfeather, there's a photo of him. And
he's got a record for number of white women raped.
Yeah, he was a prolific rapist. He really was. I mean, I think DPV, Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, actually stole a lot of his moves. You know, I mean, the blade to the neck in the wooded area, that came from Chief Longfeather. I mean, really, he was a man before his time. I mean, the amount of of young women that he raped in such a short amount of time is really, it's an amazing number. Johnny, what was the final number? I mean, was it triple digits?
I don't think it was a triple.
Oh.
I'd say, unless you count unofficial attempts. But, Ken, I got a nice turquoise bolo I think you'd look good in. Can I send you that?
If you want.
Okay, go ahead and read that address. I don't have it written down. What's your address?
I'm not going to give you my address over the air.
Okay, I'll contact you privately then.
Kenny, my cousin Fruity has some sequin assless chaps. Can I send you those, brother? You can wear them for Tony. Fruity got a collection of clothes. I think you did, Kenny. Kenny, how tall are you, brother? What are you in the corner?
I have a Quran to send you, too.
Yes. I'm only 5'8", there, DC.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Fruity a little taller, probably a little bigger in the groin area. But, you know, that's all right, brother. Listen, I'll see what I can do, man. I know your address. I ain't going to say it over the air. But if I can get those from him, I'll make sure I wash them first, shrink them down a little bit, get the jizz stains out, and then I'll send them to you, brother.
Okay.
You can wear them for Fala.
All right. Well, I'm going to end the program. I'm going to say thank you.
Good, man.
Wait a minute, Kenny. I got another caller here. 111.
Kenny.
111. 111 on here.
Okay. Okay.
Finish. Is that you?
Okay.
What's up, brother?
Okay. Tel Aviv.
Oh. That's Kenny's favorite vacation spot. How did you know?
Okay.
Kenny, ask him a question, brother.
Where do you live?
Okay.
I think that means in a house, Kenny. Kenny, what are the Ten Commandments?
I don't know. You tell me.
Okay.
Kenny.
Okay.
That's so easy to remember, Kenny. How can you not remember that? Kenny, it's just okay 10 times. Okay?
Yeah, he did a really good job of saying the Ten Commandments. Okay,
now, Kenny, you tell us the real Ten Commandments. Kenny?
Okay.
Don't go to Google, Kenny.
Guys, you said all the guys before me. That's the first commandment. Okay?
Okay. Oh. Good job, Kenny.
Yahoo.
Yeah.
You killed
Let's
it, brother.
Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt keep the Sabbath day holy. Okay?
No gays.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Or intermarriage.
Wait, Kenny. Kenny, I think we got a problem, brother. We have a
What's
little
that?
Bit of a problem here. Well, you're still married to a woman, but you're living with a man. Wouldn't that be considered adultery, Kenny?
Kinda.
Like every day?
Kinda.
Kenny? Kinda? So that's like a half breaking of the commandment?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Kenny. Keep going. Well, that's good enough, Kenny. That was like 3 or 4, right? That's good enough.
5. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Honor thy mother and father.
Okay.
Don't forget that.
Okay.
Kenny, you and Finneth are killing it, man. Y'all have chemistry. Or should I say chemistry?
Anyway, I'm going to say God bless y'all. Have a wonderful night.
Kenny,